I tried journaling with a blank notebook for years and always quit by week three. What finally stuck was giving the page something to talk back with. Every notebook I've ever bought has the same shape. Full for the first 2 weeks, then three entries in month two, then nothing. I used to think that meant I wasn't a journaling person. Turns out the problem wasn't me. It was the blank page. A blank page doesn't ask follow-up questions. It lets you write, "Today was fine," and close the notebook, which is exactly what I did over and over for years. Marcus Aurelius didn't have that problem, and I think it's because he wasn't really journaling in the diary sense. Meditations reads like a man actively arguing with himself, naming a fault, examining it, holding himself to a standard. That's a different exercise than Dear Diary. It's closer to a conversation, and a conversation needs someone on the other side of it. The shift that made this stick for me: stop writing at a page, start talking to something that pushes back. That's the entire difference between a habit that dies in 3 weeks and one that's still running 8 months later. The three-question nightly structure. I don't free write anymore. I use the same three questions every night, adapted loosely from the Stoic Evening Review, and I let AI ask them one at a time instead of staring at all three on a page at once. Nightly review prompt. Act as a Stoic mentor helping me review my day, in the tradition of Marcus Aurelius's evening practice. Ask me these three questions one at a time and respond to each answer before moving to the next. What did I do well today? Where did I fall short of my own values? What will I do differently tomorrow? Push back gently if my answers feel vague or like I'm letting myself off easy. That last line matters more than it looks. Left alone, I'll write, "I could have been more patient," and move on. A good follow-up question: patient with what, specifically? And what did you do instead? Is where the actual insight shows up. I don't get that from a notebook. I get it from something that's actually listening. Why the emotional charge matters. The nights I skip are never the calm ones. They're the nights something actually happened: a conflict, an embarrassment, a flash of anger I'm not proud of. Those are exactly the nights the practice matters most, and exactly the nights I want to avoid it. Hard night prompt. Something happened today that I'm avoiding thinking about. Describe it honestly, even in one sentence. Help me sit with this the way a Stoic would, not to excuse it or dwell on it, but to actually understand what happened and what it says about what I value. Ask me questions until we get somewhere real. The weekly pattern check. Once a week, Sundays usually, since Friday's my writing day and the weekend is off, I ask AI to look back across that week's entries and tell me what it's noticing. I paste in my rough notes from the week, and I ask a specific question rather than a vague one. The prompt that surprised me most: based on this week's entries, what pattern am I probably too close to see myself? The first time I asked this, it caught that I'd mentioned feeling rushed in 5 out of 7 entries, something I hadn't consciously noticed at all until it was pointed out in writing. What this isn't. I want to be honest about the ceiling here. This is reflection, not therapy, and it's built for everyday friction: a hard conversation, a bad decision, ordinary self-criticism, not for processing real trauma or grief. AI has no training to recognize when rough day is actually something heavier, and it won't catch a warning sign the way a person who knows you would. Worth saying plainly: if what's coming up in your journaling is bigger than daily reflection, grief, trauma, a mental health struggle, please bring that to a therapist, not a chat window. This practice is for sharpening an ordinary evening, not carrying something heavy alone. 8 months in. I still don't love writing in a blank notebook, and I don't think I need to anymore. What I have instead is a nightly 10-minute conversation that's caught more of my own blind spots than any diary ever did. Not because AI is wise, but because it asks the second question I'd never have thought to ask myself.